The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Come fly with me, we'll fly away.
Thank you, Albert. Off, Mr. Sinatra.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Sinatra in Paris is the name of this, what critics call a vital recording, quote unquote.
Come fly with me.
Just with a sextet. Great stuff. Thank you, Al. Joe Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970 The Answer. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're YouTubing and Facebooking. And you can check and we can see how my scar on my head is doing. I don't see it, but I was going, it's a guess, but you know what? It's healing nicely. Thank you very much. I got a hard head. What am I going to tell you? Five Burrows is here. Al's here. George, thank you. I always forget to say thank you to the guys running all the video. Matt Sambolin doing a great job of our operations manager. Thank you, Matt. And Georgie is there. And Mert is here, and Cara doing a great job on social media at 6 after 8 o'clock. A lot to get into. It's all about I don't even want to mention the word impeachment because it's such a joke. Are you going to watch this whole thing? Are you going to watch it? I will be watching it because I'm like, I'm crazy. That's why. Because I'm so lured into the insanity. And when something is uncomfortable and silly on television, I am there. And to watch the socialists who want to take down this president, as you heard Chris McCarthy talk about, as Hillary Kramer is going to tell us about, the economy's doing so well, man. Can we just say thank you and let's build on that? Let's build on it together, not try to tear it down. I mean, that's where my head is at. So, and I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. But we want to go to Hillary Kramer, and Martha Bonetta is going to join us as well. But Hillary's kind enough to join us in the studio. All I know is I got a phone call from a dear friend, Pavlina. Remember Pavlina started as an intern on the show? She's now a big producer with Mike Gallagher. Oh, yeah, because everybody starts out of the Piscopo Show, then National steals them, and then we – thank God we have the talent we do, but we lock the door because so Mike Gallagher will buy and go, hey, I want to work with that person. And Phil Boyce goes, you got it, Mr. Gallagher. You know, so we're like we're like the at the little children's table. You know, that's what we are. So Pavlina says to me, Joe, Hillary Kramer wants to come in. And me, I said, yeah, I'll do it. I want to talk to Hillary because she's a great financial expert and a great gal. Then I walk into the studio one morning. I showed you this on the air. She got me like a liquor, which I don't really drink, but anything New Jersey-based, booze made in Jersey. I said to Pavlina, you got to so book Hillary. No, I didn't do it because of that, but thank you for that. And then you got Frankie this stuff, too. Look at Frankie, what he's holding
there.
This
is really, really something.
Look at this.
So this is, and thank you again for this, Hillary.
And we're going to talk about finance, and Hillary's an incredible expert in the world of finance.
So this is New Jersey Beach Badge Vodka, which is made from corn, distilled from New Jersey corn. And it's got, I love the bottle. I've never tried this. I'm looking forward to trying it. It's got all different Jersey Shore locales,
yeah,
as
yeah,
if they're postcard stickers in the bottle. Cape May, Point Pleasant,
what
Stone
a nice
Harbor.
The beach right, the annual
beach
badge.
The beach badge. And then also...
Everyone saves their beach badges each summer.
And try to use it for the next summer without...
And Asbury Park vodka as well.
Look at that.
Which I'm looking forward to trying as well.
Oh, yeah. Asbury Park is... They're a great distiller, and they have an incredible selection
Al's
of beer.
Al's always talking about
they're
the beer down
great.
There, down the shore, down
well,
that
area. Asbury Park beer is...
And then what was it? You got me bourbon or something from down there?
Yeah, they have. The same distiller has bourbon.
Thank
yeah,
you. Bourbon. Thank you. Are you a New Jersey girl then?
I'm New Jersey and I love to support New Jersey.
God bless you, girl.
And I like to change the reputation of New Jersey.
Yeah, I know. I wrote the jokes all those years ago. But now I live it. I stay there. I love it. I'm in Asbury Park with Jay Moore, by the way, and Jeff Norris. We're down there the 5th at that hotel. You knew the name of the hotel.
The Berkeley Carteret, and I'll come over. That's great.
You live down that area?
Yeah, I'm 10 minutes from there.
Yeah, come on. It's going to be, I'm going to do a drop. stop by. Then I got to go to bed, of course, because I'm on the radio every morning. But I said, my buddy called and said, could you come down here and support Asbury Park? I said, absolutely. The way Bruce Springsteen supported it. A big shout out to the gay community for coming in a big way in Asbury Park. Asbury Park is jumping. Tim McClune. Oh, my God, McClune.
McClune.
How great is that?
Great. And he supports everything that
can.
He has these 5K races
supports. Yeah, yeah.
Number
the Wonder Bar. Isn't the Wonder Bar down there?
The Wonder
Bar. Stone Pony,
baby. The Wonder Bar is great. That's really great. And they have, they have like a pet happy hour. At the Wonder Bar.
I saw that.
From
what
12
do you bring your
to
pet?
8. Yes.
What are the pet?
12
you,
to 8.
Do you give them the liquor from New Jersey?
Oh, that would be a great idea. I mean, some of those wild labs.
They actually have a separate area of the Wonder Bar where you can bring your pets. You can
love
have
it.
Drinks.
I love it.
And your pets can congregate in the open area.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
But thank you for always supporting that. Now, Hillary, first of all, before I show your brand new book here, which is great, where could we find you on the national stage on radio, on Salem Media?
Well, I am national. I'm in really just about every market all weekend long, but in New York, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. You will find me Sunday at 9 p.m. on 970 a.m. The Answer.
I love it.
But I'm everywhere, so it really is coast to coast.
And Georgie, if you get a close-up on this, this is Hillary's new book, Hillary Kramer's new book, Game Changer, Investing, How to Profit from Tomorrow's Billion-Dollar Trends. Mm-hmm. There it is right there. We want you to check that out. We can find it online where? I'm smiling.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's a photo op with the glasses on. Oh. Where can we find you online?
You can find me under HillaryKramer.com.
Okay.
And if you go to HillaryKramer.com, there we're offering the book for those that are part of the subscription family. I have investment newsletters with Salem. I have 8 newsletters.
You're just crushing it, girl.
Trading newsletters, value, growth. We do them. It's amazing. That's amazing.
Do you personally have clients that come to you personally and like that sort of thing? Do you?
I actually like to just advise. So I advise over $5 billion, but it's in the form of these subscription-based newsletters.
Yeah,
and I give these portfolios that everyone should be investing in, but I like much better telling people what they should invest in and letting them go and make the decision.
I love
it. I mean, that's the way rather than going out there. So my numbers speak for themselves.
So, and the numbers in the economy speak for themselves. The president in Davos, give us your take on what's going to happen in Davos. And is this just ceremonial?
Davos this year will be completely different than last time President Trump was there, which was 2018. And he was really ridiculed and booed and treated as like a second class citizen and given no respect like he deserved as president of the United States. This year is completely different, and he has proved himself with the stock market and with the leadership that President Trump has shown in terms of economics and in terms of the global stage. And matter of fact, when you hear about rates in Europe, like in Switzerland, you have to pay to put your money in the bank. All of that central bank functions, that all came from following the lead of the United States. So let me tell you, he's beloved. He also stood up to he stood up to the Iranians. He has stood up to the Chinese.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of Europeans. Christine Lagarde, the new prime minister of Finland, who's a 34-year-old woman. There's a lot of people that are going to be there that are going to show President Trump tremendous respect. And they're also showing him respect. Here's the good news. They all think and believe that President Trump is going to be back for another 4 years.
Yeah.
And so with that expectation, they're also rolling out the red carpet.
Yeah. What I don't understand and why I get so upset about the shenanigans in Washington today, for example, starts this week, is as a small businessman, it's never been busier for me. And I appreciate that. I appreciate when that is put forth by Washington doing something for us to set the financial stage. And President Trump, there's half of the country doesn't like him, and they consider him, I always say, quote unquote, a joke. But this man knows about finances. For him to take his brand from when he started with his father to a multi-billion-dollar industry, the man understands the markets. We're hitting records in the markets. You have to give the president credit for this, correct?
Credit for sure, because look, we vote with our wallets, and to have money, to have money in your bank account,
right.
to feel flush, to know that you can have a job.
Yeah.
Let's face it, that is vital, vitally important. Yes, we should all look for inner peace. We should all be, you know, focused on our family, on our religion, our spirituality.
Right.
How can you be focused on your spirituality and being a better human being if you're worried about how you're going to pay the bills?
Yeah, it's so true.
You know, how can you give to the community if you can't afford to be able to be a member of the community?
Yeah. Hey, what's the biggest mistake? We appreciate you being here. The biggest mistake you make in a stock market, for example?
Never go too concentrated. I can tell you, okay, so like, I'm not like a guy. Every guy will tell you every win that they've ever had. They've never, ever, ever lost on a stock. Not one penny, right? You know? And for me, every time I go concentrated, and this is having 35 years of experience on Wall Street and investing, don't do it. You might think you have a sure thing. You might think there's no way that nothing could ever happen to this stock, but it can and it will, and it only will if you have a concentrated bet. If you just bet a smaller amount, and it's hard for me to talk anything but vaguely, because for some people a small bet is $1,000.
For some
a small bet is $10,000. There are others a small bet is, you know, to buy 1,000 shares of anything. If it's $32 or $62, so you're talking about $62,000. All I can say is, you know, what do they say? Fear and greed. Don't get greedy, because you get greedy, then you get fearful, and it just gets you on both sides. Pigs get slaughtered.
This is great. The book is Game Changer Investing. This is Hillary Kramer. You can go to HillaryKramer.com, by the way, and you'll be able to find out all the good things about Game Changer Investing, How to Profit from Tomorrow's Billion-Dollar Trends. Before we let you go, Hillary, I know that you do your radio show from this studio on Fridays. Al had his coffee mug here, and sometime between the time we left Friday in morning and came back on Monday, someone used his coffee mug for tea, left a tea bag in it, and he went ballistic yesterday. This is an ongoing narrative of the morning show. Forgive
me.
Do you have any idea what happened with it?
Did you see that mug? Yes.
Hmm. What was the problem?
There was tea in it.
There was tea in it.
There was a bag in it, so someone used it and left it there. Do you remember? Do you know?
And they left it there.
Was there an engineer?
They left it right here.
Do you drink tea? Oh.
I think I owe you an apology. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We got it.
Wow.
I'm a little,
you know what?
I'm so sorry.
As a person who is not as much as a germaphobe as Joan, that's disturbing that somebody would use somebody else's mug.
Oh, no, I'll drink it.
Hey, but literally, it's not the painter. It's not the painter. He thought it was the painter. It's Hillary Kramer.
The point is to use someone else's mug.
There's a reason. There's a story behind everything.
There's 100 paper cups out in the kitchen. I'm just
but
saying.
But they're wobbly.
Hillary, you could use my cup anytime.
Wobbly. She's right.
Did you know, Frank? Did you sense this?
Until Hillary walked in. I mean, that was part
but
of
it's
the
funny because I will defend her producer because on Instagram she claimed it wasn't her and it wasn't Hillary.
So she defended you. So she lied.
Right. So Pavelino has your back. So don't ever think that she does.
She covered up.
But why would you? No, here's the thing. I don't clean this cup.
Yeah. I know.
So to put tea in it after I don't clean it, because I don't clean it until the next day, that's sitting over here.
Right.
Why would you assume that that's somebody's cup to drink out of?
No, but first of all, she sees a coffee cup. It didn't have a name on it.
No, look at what it looks like.
It looks like it's like some kind of high school level, you know, superhero logo.
You're right. It happens to be after a famous television show.
Frank bought that for Al.
Here, let me make it.
I would like an apology because I was falsely accused.
You were falsely accused. That's all right.
You know what? And I apologize.
Hold on, Al.
You're right, Frankie. Yes, apologize for that because someone said
that's
it was
right.
Frankie, and
that's
you
right.
said I thought it was you.
Right. Yeah.
But
so let me make it clear,
Hillary. Let me make it clear first, Al. I will be honored if you use any of my cups, whatever you want.
All right, well,
let me make
a drink
out of my bottle. I'll drink it again.
Let me make it clear. Since Hillary uses the studio as well as others, but since Hillary is here, I can make it clear face to face. This area, don't touch. This is my area.
But it looks like it was,
that's
it was preserved in time.
But it's not.
It looks like
it's not. It's used by me 5 days a week.
Hillary, do me
a favor. I'm sorry. I'm creeped out by
the
whole
thing. Use everything, guys. Yeah. Just because we love when Al's mad. It makes for great radio.
We will give you a mug of your own.
Yeah.
That you can have.
There are plenty of paper cups out
there. But she said there are
plenty of mugs. There are plenty of mugs.
Wait, I tried this first. See, but I kept trying to get the dust off. See how I was doing the dust off?
I would drink out of that.
Okay, that one. I gotta ask.
You are working out.
Yeah.
You work out. Tell me, you do. And I thought we just talked to Chris Markowski, and we got Retro Fitness. Stacy, my partner, we have a Retro Fitness. You're welcome to come, by the way.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah, we're giving away a membership later in 9 o'clock hour. What do you do? And we'll let you go. But no aerobics, you said.
No, I don't do impact aerobics. What I do is serious lifting. I do the weightlifting, and it's very methodical.
Look at you,
arms,
girl.
You know, I
yeah, go ahead.
Arms and the
yeah,
arms,
yeah.
Shoulders,
yeah.
And then maybe some core strengthening,
yeah,
and then yeah, I do legs yeah, the yeah, next day.
Yeah.
And you know,
every
have
day
a routine,
though,
every single day. Like today, I'm going to go in at 1 o'clock.
Half hour?
No, 1 hour. 1 hour. Oh. And I always start with 15 to 20 minutes on Stairmaster, not at the highest speed, and not this elliptical stuff, which is like boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. I mean, like, have you been on these elliptical trainers?
Yeah,
they do nothing.
And then you do, and I know, Al, we got a break, but you do your shoulder
My
warm-up.
Shoulders are
See?
Really
See?
Important.
See?
Very important.
I don't do that. That's why I have a rotator cuff.
You have to take care of those
I'll
shoulders.
I'll tell you, you are a great gal. You could use my cup anytime.
Oh.
And Al, it was so funny that we found out the mystery of the cup. And you, I'm telling you what, we are. I would be honored if you used my cup. So, and anything by Al, you could use anytime. Here's the book.
No, you can't. No.
Yes. And I want a picture of me with that cup.
Yeah, okay, here's the book. It's Hillary Kramer, A Game Changer Investing. Piscopo in the Morning at 8:21. Debbie, we found the mystery. The mystery.
I know, Hillary. She's guilty.
I know. I mean, would you mind if Hillary used your cup? I wouldn't mind. Here.
No, not at all.
Drink out of my water. It's okay. It's fine. Hey, Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise at 8:21? Martha Bonetta is going to join us on Piscopo in the Morning. Thanks, Debbie.
She just didn't want that wobbly cup, you know, so she borrowed Al's, you know, no big deal. Guys, let's see what's happening right now as we travel around the Grand Central Parkway eastbound at 188th. It's an accident over there. Watch for delays as you take a ride to the westbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard, an accident as well. Over at the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound, an accident was just clear from the upper level, causing a delay, though, on the Staten Island Expressway East Lawson Ave through the Verrazano. It's still kind of busy on that eastbound belt out by Pennsylvania Avenue as well because of earlier problems there. Inbound GWB down to 10, Lincoln 20, Holland about 20. It's kind of busy on 78 East exit 24 with a collision, and 17 South heavy through Paramus with an accident being cleared. Watch out for slowdowns on 440 South at the Garden State Parkway. That's a disabled vehicle to deal with as well. And the southbound thruway is still busy, 14 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunny today with a high in the 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All heck breaking loose in the studio, 822. Frankie gave it. Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful cup from Arthur Idala. We're going to take a picture of that and send it to Arthur. Let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota before we go to Martha Bonetta, 823. You have 5 minutes. You know what? Look at me. I'll give you extra minutes. I'll give you the 830 because I'm a generous guy, okay? First five callers, next 5 minutes. Here's the number, 855-621. $99.49. All European models are excluded. But if you call now, and you can call now, okay, 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, boom, from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Yes, yeah, Hillary's very liking that. Is this a great deal? I'm telling you. And you don't have to deal with dummies when you go over there to Route 22 Toyota. When I tell you Chris and Johnny are there, and Iggy himself, my dear, dear friend, are at Route 22 Toyota, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers from Alex Cancella, the general manager. I'm telling you, the brand spanking new indoor automobile showroom, largest in New Jersey, by the way, the new customer lounge, state-of-the-art service center. Here is the number. First five callers, next 5 minutes, it's 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route 22 Toyota. Com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Dining Out Dialogue at the Hunt and Fish Club on January the 24th. Special guest co-host Carol Markowitz in person. And guests, former supermodel Elizabeth Pipko and Fox News superstar Laura Logan. Call 212-575-4949 for reservations.
Reinventing yourself in the new year starts at home, and there's no better way to breathe totally new life into your home than with brand new window treatments from Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds, Roman shades, and more, now through January 28th, you can save up to 40% on everything at Blinds.com. Plus, you get an extra $20 off with the promo code Prager. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, a free online design consultation, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. The people at Blinds.com care how your home looks as much as you do. That's why they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings and my number one choice. Go now through January 28th and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with the promo code Prager. That's up to 40% on everything, plus an extra $20 off with the promo code Prager. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe on the radio, I am going, right after the show, I'm going to Bergen Field, and I'm going to see my friends at Della Russo. You have to, if you want your eyes done, you want to get the LASIK surgery that you hear everybody talk about, there's one name that is the standard, Della Russo. I went over there, I was greeted by Stephanie, Laura and I went over there, sales chief went over there, and Stephanie, they were so nice, and you know me, I like family, and the fact that they're Italian-American, maybe that's got a little something to do with it, you know? But I want you to check out Della Russo for your eyes. If you have trouble seeing, if you want to get the LASIK vision, you've got to get it fixed at Della Russo. And if you don't need it, Dr. Della Russo will tell you that. I went in thinking for sure I needed LASIK surgery, you know? Because I said, well, Doc, I can't see the small print. He goes, then use reading glasses. I'm not going to go in do surgery on you because your eyes are not bad at all. So I so appreciated a doctor being honest. That was from Joseph Della Russo, who's got a great, great history and is a great, great guy. Matter of fact, Frankie Five Burrows, Big Al, they got their eyes done at Dr. Della Russo. Al will always tell you, he woke up, he said he saw his alarm clock for the first time. It was great. And over 98% of patients treated see 2020, and the majority see better than that, often 2015, after they visit Della Russo. Della Russo does more than LASIK. They are eye experts, and I saw this when I was over there as well. They offer eye exams, right? Frames and lenses. They have a whole store there. They have cataract screening and removals, everything. It's an old-fashioned family practice with four centers in New Jersey, in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, on Long Island. Trust only the best with your vision. It's your vision. You've got to trust Della Russo. Call Della Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Della Russo. He is a legend. He is a great guy. And the number is 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020, or visit, please, DellaRusso.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. The Joe Piscopo Show, streaming live right now on Facebook and YouTube, or TuneIn at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Martha Bonetta is my buddy. And she's kind enough to call, and we love her. Martha, she's chairman of Vote America First. Martha, welcome to the program. Happy Tuesday. Great of you to join. I'm sorry. I'm looking for you to come in live. We're YouTubing. We're Facebooking.
Yes.
But I know how busy you are, girl, and we appreciate you checking
good
in.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Can I just tell you, you are one of my favorite people. I love being on your show. I mean, God bless you and everything you do. You know, yesterday was a big day here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. You know, yesterday everybody was a Virginian. If you love freedom and you love the Constitution and you love America, you were a Virginian yesterday.
Oh, tell us what happened, because you've been very, very adamant, very, very community-minded in the great state. You have a you're a farmer, which I love, and I love your pictures. You're actually on a tractor. You know how to drive that tractor, Martha? You know how to drive that thing?
I do.
Oh,
I sure do.
You are
telling you. I love America's farmers. I'm a proud Virginia farmer, and one day you have to come to the farm.
I am so there. Now, tell us what happened. This was at the gun rights rally in Virginia.
Correct.
Peaceful, fun, all patriots, yes?
Yes. Let me tell you, it was the largest gathering of pro-gun, you know, pro-2A supporters, you know, gun defenders, Second Amendment defenders ever in the history of our nation. The numbers are, you know, still being finalized as far as crowd size, but we think it's around 55,000 to 65,000. And, you know, it was unbelievable. It was great American patriots, law-abiding citizens that were coming together from all over the Commonwealth. People came from all over the nation, but primarily from Virginia, to fight and defend our constitutional rights. Not only was it peaceful, there was joy. I mean, people were singing, and there was fife and drums. There was even, you know, a flag from Hong Kong, okay, being flown. I mean, there was so much love. And you know what? It was a celebration of Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King, you know, advocated for peaceful assembly. And not only that, but he was a huge Second Amendment advocate. And, you know, there were even Black Panthers there fighting to defend the Second Amendment. I mean, every group of people I can think of, organization was represented there. It didn't matter what color, the color of your skin, what you believe in. There were Democrats, Republicans, undecided, independents, you know, men, women, you know, people brought their entire families. It was so peaceful. And, you know, people had AR-15s. I mean, every kind of rifle you can think of. Not a shot was fired. Nobody was hurt. It was unbelievable.
Well, why are they? They're going to take the money's away. Now everybody knows that this is the Mao and everybody. This is the start of socialism, communism. They take your guns away. Why in Virginia?
Right.
Because there's so much farmland. There's so many folks that hunt for sport. What is going on with this? With as Mike Gallagher calls him, Governor Blackface, if I may.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and here's the thing, you know. Leading up until the rally, you know, the false news, the fake news media narrative was that this was a gathering of white supremacists, right?
Right.
And yet, you know, there were, you know, people of every color.
Yep.
I mean, it was just amazing. But I'll tell you, you know, we have no other rights without the Second Amendment, because if we can't defend them, they can be taken from us in a second.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that, you know, gun rights are American rights, and to see that we are at risk in the Commonwealth, I think this was a test to see what they could get away with. Mm-hmm. I think it's a test to see how the people will respond.
Yeah.
But I want to personally thank Governor Northam. I want to thank him for mobilizing and activating. Because let me tell you, over 100,000 Virginians signed up to attend.
Yeah.
Now, it was 18 degrees in the morning. It was very cold. Also, the governor made it very difficult to actually come to the streets were blocked up.
Wow. Yeah. I got you there.
He called it an emergency, a state of emergency, which means he can call in the National Guard.
Yeah.
Right?
And it looked great.
He shut off all air activity over the rally. I mean, so a lot of people stayed home.
Martha, why is Virginia voting the way it is? Because I always thought it was, you know, pretty conservative. And now you see people going in. And how will what you were talking about and what you did yesterday affect the next election?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a Virginia girl, grew up in Virginia my whole life, youngest of three girls, hardworking family, and my whole life, Virginia was red. You know, I mean, it has only turned in the last several years. You know, there's a divide in the Commonwealth. So, you know, Northern Virginia it may as well become a part of D.C., all right? I mean, it has gone so far left.
All the government workers, I hate to say it. And we love the government workers, but still, they all...
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
The rest of the state are just hardworking Americans that love our country and they want to be left alone in peace. Rural areas, you know, in rural areas, when you have to have a gun to defend your family. You know, Jack Wilson that saved all of those parishioners at the church in Texas.
Yeah.
It took them 20 seconds to save every parishioner's life. But it would have taken, they say, 20 minutes for the police to get there. And in 20 minutes, everybody in that church would have been dead. And so, you know, when you think about those statistics, it's just, you know, critical that we have the right to protect ourselves, to protect our families. I think that what you're going to see is that, you know, our polling shows that gun supporters of those that attended yesterday and beyond, you know, 30% of them aren't registered to vote. 30%.
Wow.
You're talking hundreds of thousands of people, you know, all across our nation potentially.
Yeah.
That just, you know, millions that aren't registered to vote.
Yeah, it happens in Jersey, too. I got you. And before we let you go, Martha, some cities in Virginia are setting up gun sanctuaries.
Yes, exactly. So this is a big deal. Over 100 cities in the Commonwealth of Virginia have set up gun sanctuaries. We have law enforcement that are saying that they will not enforce these laws because they are unconstitutional. We had sheriffs marching with us yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, think about this. So, yes. Gun sanctuaries all over the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You're a gun owner, and you're in these you know, localities. You are safe. And, of course, you know, we had people yesterday saying that, you know, not only are they not going to comply, but they have the law enforcement in these localities on their side saying, we will not enforce these laws. They are unconstitutional. We stand with the citizens.
Martha, you got to send a picture. We'll post it. You on a tractor with a weapon in your hand. You know we love you and we appreciate it. And thanks for jumping on. Hopefully, I'll see you in person soon.
God bless you. I'm a huge fan.
God bless you too. Thanks, Martha. Right back at you. There you go. Martha Bonetta, chairman of Vote America First. She is such a country girl, man. Guns, tractors, farmers. Man, I wouldn't mess with her. I'll tell you right now. Hey, 36. Hey, you know who's coming up? Andrew McKenna's going to join us momentarily. Zen Sam's on the show. Stacey McCormick's going to give away a membership to Retro Fitness. And Andrew will join us momentarily. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. Busy morning, but we'll get on our Balance of Nature phone line as soon as we can. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
22 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is giving drivers a heads up as the 60-day grace period comes to a close along the 14th Street busway in Manhattan. In October of last year, transportation officials turned the throughway into a bus and truck only lane with the goal of speeding up the M14 bus. After bus mounted cameras were installed a month later, a 60-day grace period put into effect. And what began at 6 this morning, motorists blocking the busway get a $50 violation, which increases by $50 each time. A popular GPS app is causing drivers to get lost while heading to an Atlantic City casino. Cops in Jackson Township, New Jersey, say a malfunction within the Waze app is leading people who think they're going to the Borgata into a wooded area. The problem is the sandy and unpaved area is located 45 miles away from the actual casino. Waze is apparently working on the problem, says it'll be fixed this week, while warning drivers to double-check their directions. In sports, Knicks crushed the Cavaliers 106-86. The Nets lost to the 76ers 117-111. Brooklyn has lost four straight. Eyes of the baseball world on Cooperstown today. Hall of Fame class of 2020 will be announced tonight. Former New York Yankee captain Derek Jeter, a favorite to be among this year's inductees. And this year's Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be on July 26th in Cooperstown. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. No problems on 202 getting down toward Retro Fitness in Flemington. At this point, you're moving along fine through that area. I do see volume on 287 northbound up through Piscataway. Southbound 287 slowing down through Bound Brook. It's busy on 24 westbound heading up through that Short Hills area as well. Watch for slowdowns over in Spring Valley on 59. 59 getting out toward Foreman Drive. Getting reports of an overturned vehicle there. Prepare for delays. 9 southbound into Wappingers Falls. That's a disabled vehicle. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln 20, Holland about 20 minutes getting into town as well. It's kind of busy on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up toward Bronx River Road into Yonkers with a disabled vehicle. And the Grand Central Parkway west at LaGuardia, it's an accident in the process of being clear. Prepare for delays over there as well. We're still seeing some pockets of volume as you take a ride to the Sunken Meadow southbound, getting right into the northern state with an accident being cleared. Sunny today, high in the 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Joe on the radio. It's 8:29 right now, telling you about Perillo Tours. Oh, check this out. Everybody knows about Perillo Tours, right? We're going to Italy in April. So excited about that. And thank you. Cannot wait to see you in Italy. And it's sold out. Boom! Like that. And we appreciate it. And now, now I want to tell you about Hawaii with Perillo. I want to tell you about Spain. You know, they've been in business 75 years. And what you may not know is Perillo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain in 2020. That's right, Spain. How cool is that? I must say, this is alluring even to me. The Italy guy, this is Spain. Steve Perillo, CEO, and his nephew, Devin, great kid, represent the fourth generation, Devin does, of Perillo Tours. They put together an unforgettable excursion to Spain. How does a 12-day tour of Spain sound? Come on. Madrid, Cordoba, Granada, Seville. Aren't these cars? Toledo, that's and much more. You know what? This is. I hear more great things about going to Spain. You can also add on the optional 4-day Barcelona extension, and that all Perillo Tours contract only 4- and 5-star hotels, all centrally located. Enjoy a carriage ride in Seville. Take in a passionate flamenco dance show, huh? Perhaps sherry tasting in a private art gallery. Participate in a paella cooking class. Visit an olive oil, Spanish olive oil, factory tour and tasting with Perillo Tours, all including the famous Perillo never lift a finger promise that you always love, right? So call for the new 2020 Spain brochure at 888-PERILLO, that's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
What's an outstanding Italian restaurant that's sure to please your taste buds? The answer, Michael's of Brooklyn. Family-owned and operated by Fred and his brother John, they've been a Brooklyn institution since 1964, serving incredible Italian dishes for 3 generations. Listen every Wednesday to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer during Italian trivia for your chance to win a case of their delicious sauce. Or enter to win at am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. 843 on AM 970. The answer.
Just go do the read. Don't
All
even
right.
start.
All right. I'm not going to start. Mike Lindell. He is the man, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. Wants to give you something back because he loves you. He loves radio. He knows radio.
Coffee mug?
He's a shirt, whatever. Whatever it is. Just go to MyPillow.com. Check out the radio listener specials, and you'll see these great discounts on mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering that one-time, first-time, buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. You got to check the Giza sheets out. Every time I'm in my bed at home when I'm there, right? It's like a hotel room because I have everything MyPillow. The MyPillow itself, you got to get a new MyPillow, right? Check this out, please. The mattress topper is like makes your bed brand new. A mattress topper. The towels, I actually have towels in the bathroom that I use now. I'm telling you. And now these Giza sheets. You're going to love the Giza sheets. They just feel so good. And now you get this buy one, get one free offer. But you got to go to MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials, and then you'll get this incredible discount. Plus, you have a 10-year warranty. And you know what I love about it? Well, I can tell you, it's a 60-day money-back guarantee on the Giza sheets. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. We want you to use the promo code, whether you're getting a MyPillow, whether you're getting the mattress topper, get the Giza sheets, buy one, get one free Giza sheets. You just please have to use the promo code AM970, AM970, MyPillow.com. The promo code is AM970.
Does Joe Piscopo really have a suit on? See him live now on Facebook or YouTube. AM970, TheAnswer.com.
Bobby Rehearse and Johnny Cash, University of Western Georgia, coming down to you this Friday night. Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring in my guitar. We got a full band, and we're going to do a tribute to the man in black, the one, the only, Johnny Cash. Great American, great guy.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Johnny Cash right there. So we're talking, Zen Sam's on the show. Stacey McCormick's going to give away a free gym membership for a year, and you're going to be able to give another gym membership away. That's coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. But Andrew McKenna is in the house, and you don't want to miss Andrew. He's got a lot to say about bail reform and about a prison and about what's going on in Washington. And then Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Why, Frankie, we're talking about, we solved the problem of Al's cup, where someone used his cup, and it was Hillary Kramer, who was just kind of, that was very wonderful. You kind of sensed it was her.
Well, we wanted to question her because she was in
the
studio at the time.
But the reveal was sensational.
But I saw when she came in, she was carrying a cup of Starbucks tea, the very same tea bag that Al discovered in his cup.
You,
it was a Teavana,
you are a detective.
Earl Grey. And I sent you the image of it. So I do feel vindicated in that it was not me.
Nice. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not anybody that I witnessed.
Yep.
And I feel, you know.
Danielle online said it was Frank. He told me.
Well, I had apologized to Frank yesterday when he said,
Knew.
So.
You guys know.
I
had to tell
him.
You. Explain something to me. Yeah,
how do you not clean it after you use it?
Well, that is interesting.
That's gross.
No, excuse me.
It's gross.
Excuse me. I'm asking
it's
you a question.
Gross.
I'm a germaphobe. And I get it totally creeped out if I on a subway if someone touches the thing.
You're on
the
subway once. Stop. Stop.
No, but the hairy arm that went in front of me on the subway.
Yeah.
The guy's hairy arm. Oh, a guy's just, I get creeped out. And
why were you touching his arm?
No, he went and reached the pole. What's the pole thing you hold on to in the subway?
The pole.
I'm holding it.
Pole thing.
This hairy arm came in front of me, and it was like right on my, and I said, you know what? This is my pole, and it's gross.
This is
my pole. Now, excuse me. So then if a woman did that, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me. I'm trying to psychoanalyze myself before we go to Mike Gallagher we take a break. Listen, if a girl came in, if Hillary wanted to take a sip out of this water that I have, if Hillary and put her lips on my water bottle, I would drink after that.
Joe Sebelia touched his pen to use it one day to write a note. He freaked like Ebola was in the studio. I thought he was going to put a hazmat suit on and get 9,000 shots because he touched the pen.
He reached in front of me. Got
in fact, not only did he never touch the pen again, he gave it to Joe. He goes, no, do you take it?
What did you say, Larry David?
It's yours.
Larry David, that with Jason Alexander. Right. Keep the pen.
It's yours.
The pen?
Go ahead, take a sip of water.
Joe clearly believes that females have different germs, and these are germs that he doesn't
and they're acceptable for him.
Females don't have germs, as far as I'm
don't.
Concerned.
They don't. Is
they
that
don't
it?
Have germs. That's it.
What book did you read that out of?
I don't know, but I Prophet? Wouldn't care. If she took a sip out of my I would...
What doesn't say it? That in John 3:16.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Joe, but also it was kind of gross to leave, essentially, that tea bag and the tea was in there for three straight days.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm sorry, but I have a big problem with that.
Hillary,
big
you could problem. You could
no, you could
drink
she
out
can
of my
touch
cup.
Anything that she that you have.
Anytime.
Don't touch my stuff.
Boss, how are you? Jerry Crowley, the legend.
Jerry Crowley.
Outstanding. Oh, nice match with the purple and the jacket. Very nice, boss.
Morning.
How are you, boss?
I'm good.
This man is the legend. You're watching on TV.
Living legend.
This is the man responsible for some of the greatest radio who has, I don't want to be rude, but resurrected this radio station, WMCA. And
telling me like it is.
You know,
but we did it with you. You guys are the key to the whole thing. You really are. I'm a little late for my hit this morning. I'll tell you why.
Uh-oh.
You remember every year when it's your anniversary, I look for the mariachi band. Last year
they couldn't find them.
They
were late. They came
got
at
stuck
11.
In the subway. Yeah. Same thing happened this year. So I apologize.
It's okay. The thought that counts.
I come bearing gifts.
Oh.
This is your sixth year anniversary
wow,
with
look
us.
Look at this, man.
And Salem has done the Tiffany frame is following.
It matches your suit. Let me show, if I may. Look at this. This is Jerry Crowley. Look at this. His certificate is awarded to Joseph Piscopo for 6 years of service at Salem Media. How about that? I can't believe it's 6 years.
Unbelievable.
Jerry.
Let me ask the prevalent question. Al and Frank, how many years does it feel to you?
Well,
not today.
You know, we got to go to a break, I think.
You put us all together, and thank you. And I'm proud to be right here with Salem Media. And it was 6 years ago with Dr. Rock Positano that you and I walked out of your office. You said, let's go to dinner. I looked at Rocky and said, I'm not going to dinner. It's snowing. I got to go home. And Rocky said, we're going to dinner. And when The Rock speaks, I listen. We went, and on the way, we walked from this studio to Bobby Vann's, correct? Bobby Vann's.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry had no morning man. I said, this is what I have my degree in. I love radio. Let me sit in. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, I get a guest shot. He puts me on the air with Five Boroughs 6 years ago into our seventh year. And Jerry, the best is yet to come. People, we can't talk about a lot of it.
I think so. Yeah.
You know what? And thank you for that, boys.
Well,
platform is great.
Here's the truth of the matter is everybody in this room except me is an extraordinary talent. You're an extraordinary talent, multifaceted. You know, you're the Sammy Davis of today. You really are.
My goodness gracious.
And what you guys do to make this work to a person, it's amazing. So I don't want to go on and on because the audience doesn't want to hear that, but you are spectacular.
Thank you.
And we've changed radio, and we changed lives.
Yeah, it's so true.
We changed lives.
And I think, I know we got a breakout, but what you're doing, what you did with AM 970, and with Frank and Alan Debbie, and everybody here, by the way, what you're doing, I really think you've changed and shifted the whole focus of AM radio around the country.
I agree.
You know, and you know what? Put your seatbelt on. You're watching. You're listening. You ain't seen nothing yet. Am I right, boss?
And you need it right now with that silly impeachment stuff.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you tell the story as an entertainer, better than anyone I know.
We just trying to.
How come you have French toast and I don't? I'm the general manager. I put it all together.
Jerry,
if
you drink out of my cup, boss, I will drink. I will share my cup. Like at church, all right?
I love you guys.
Love you too,
Here's
boss.
To another seven.
Thank you, Jerry.
Or 70.
Thank you, Jerry,
care,
thank
guys.
You for the great platform.
Thank you for everything.
Watch me stand as the boss leaves. So, boy, do I know how to. Jerry, thank you, boss. Thank you so much for coming in. That was very, very nice. Jerry Crowley, our general manager of AM 970, The Answer, and WMCA, the mission over there. If you are feeling run down and you don't have the energy, I'm telling you, look at me. What do I? I am on Balance of Nature. I religiously take my Balance of Nature, my fruits. I take two fruits in the morning. I take two vegetables, you know, in sets of three on the advice of Dr. Douglas Howard. But if you call 800-246-8751, and if you call this number, you will have your own private health coach. Frankie's been telling us about it for years. Al starts it, and then Debbie starts it, and I started it. I can't, in my opinion, I can't live without the balance of nature. I take it religiously. It's my fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And we were just saying that I don't take multivitamins anymore. I was religious on the multivitamins. Throw them out. You don't need them. They're all synthetic. They're all filler. You'll eliminate them anyway. Go to Balance of Nature, please. Now we have this for you from the Howards. 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off and free shipping. Now is the time to call 800-2468, boom, 751. Or go to balanceofnature.com or use the discount code THEANSWER.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Soon, the Senate will decide if President Trump should be removed from office. Now, Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should be removed. President Trump needs your vote. Just text on your cell phone the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577, and you can vote in Newsmax's poll. Newsmax polls have been cited by all the major media, so let your voice be heard. Take the Newsmax poll. Text the word ROCK to 95577 and vote now. Text and data rates may apply.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Screaming at you. 50,000 watts coming out of New York, New York. Around the world. And thanks for listening around the world. I know you're listening. Australia, our heart is with you in Australia. And in Israel, I know you're listening. And thanks for listening around these United States of America. We see all the correspondents and appreciate it. But we are live and local in New York, you know, 50,000 watts right down by Wall Street. And again, going into our seventh year here on this radio program, just trying to make sense. I put aside the divide. I don't hate anybody. I understand your criticisms. I want to be as objective as I can. But you know what? We're in a pretty darn good shape, you know. So when I see the shenanigans, the political takedowns in Washington, that's a little upsetting. We're going to concentrate on all the good things that the president is doing in Davos. Can I grab a phone call? I'd like to go to, let's go. Oh, Joe, is Joe there? Thank you, Al. Joe Lumberg, it's been so cold, man. Tell me that it's going to ease up. No, it's about, what, 30-something today? Is that the high in New York?
Yeah, about 34, 35 today, and it eases up a little bit more. We approach 40 tomorrow, then we're in the mid-40s on Thursday, so yes. It's going to get better this week.
That's not so bad. And by the weekend, more snow. You were right on the money last weekend, man, with your snow forecast. It hit it and quit it. It was just a dusting. What are we looking like this weekend, Joe?
We're going to see some rain to start the weekend. I think when this storm comes in, there's no question about it that there's rain, especially in the city and along the coast. It's a question of how it transforms over to the end of the storm. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some snow in there, but details remain sketchy at this point. But expect the storm this weekend, starts as rain, maybe it mixes with a change of snow before moving away from the area Sunday.
Joe, you're the man. You're a real pro. We appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. Joe Lumberg right there, 8:57 with Joe on the radio. Coming up next hour, you don't want to miss Andrew McKenna is going to join us right off the top of the hour, right? He's a Marine veteran, prison consultant, author of the book Sheer Madness, From Federal Prosecutor to Federal Prisoner. Great story, great story, great guy coming up. Zen Sam's actress, model, mentor, philanthropist. We're going to talk about Prince Harry. You got to talk about the Prince Harry thing, man. Everybody's talking about the Prince Harry thing. Also, I want to talk about with the Zen, mental health in America, you know, and what's going on with that and why we are not addressing that. Stacy McCormick is my business partner down at Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. You ready for this? You ready for this? Are you ready for your free membership? A year membership we're giving away. We're going to figure out how we're going to do it, Frankie Fibros. Fifth out of the 10 callers, we'll figure out something. Free membership. And then, not only that, then Stacy says, Joe, let's give one more away that person can give away to somebody else. You know, we're going to buy one, give one. We're going to give two away virtually coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Five Boroughs, with Al Gattulo, with Debbie Duhaime, Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
24 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The town of Babylon will be borrowing $17.5 million for upgrades in a variety of areas. Babylon officials signed off on borrowing at a board meeting last week. More than half the money will go towards road improvement projects. Other projects include maintenance to older buildings in the parks, lighting, and the purchase of machines. A candy bar that weighs over 4,700 pounds, taking a bite out of the record books. Mars Wrigley just created the largest Snickers bar ever to celebrate its 90th anniversary. Took more than 600 people to mix and mold chocolate, caramel, and peanuts. It's equivalent to 41,000 mini Snickers. And get this, something even bigger is planned, and that reveal will come in a Super Bowl commercial. In sports, Knicks crushed the Cavaliers 106-86. The Nets lost to the 76ers 117-111.